that if they had them in here, and then I would have just watched it in here. Where's the new Times report?
It starts Monday.
Oh, that was today. No?
Any reporters here want to ask a question?
I know the guys were worried about.
Well, I was gonna give her the first question.
What? I know the guys were worried about scoring goals, but were you more encouraged about how they did? You know, whether it was a power player being those dirty areas.
Is it was question?
What's the most encouraging part about, you know, scoring tonight was the way you guys did it, or kind of?
Well, it was nice for the power play to score, probably first and foremost. Could we shoot more pucks? We definitely can. And but you know what? Everybody's freaking out the other night because we only get one and we lose a game. And now you sit here and say, "Oh wow, we could have used a few of these." But you can't look at it that way. It's what you do in the game, and you know, whether you get one or you get eight, your goal is to win the game. And you know, the part I liked about it is we just gave up two. And usually when that happens, you're usually in pretty good shape. But it's good to get that first one out of the way for some guys in the goal scoring department. And you know, just take the 2 points. Just because you score a few more goals tonight, you don't, no bonus points for that. You know, good win at home, and okay, we're ready for the next one.
What kind of a momentum shift can it be when you get a break at one of the ice, such as when they get the post early in the game? You go right down and score, strong stops to play there earlier. You go down and score to take advantage of those opportunities and have them go your way.
Well, I mean, naturally, those work out for you, so it's one of those, you know, you're holding your breath for a sec, and all of a sudden you're exhaling and happiness because you score. But it's how we went about it. I thought we had a really good first period. We were attacking the net and putting ourselves in position to score those goals. So when you do that, usually some good things are happening. The mere fact that it comes right after, you know, some potential chances against. But overall, just like I said, I liked the way we put ourselves in a lot of positions to score tonight, and we were just fortunate. You know, pucks had eyes for us tonight.
How important was Victor Hedman's goal in terms of being a tone setter just because of the way he scored?
Well, anytime you score in the first, whatever it was, second shift of the game maybe, you just, you know, I know the other team's looking up there saying there's lots of time left, but it's definitely, you know, you're going into the game basically up 1-0, and then to keep adding to it is, because you know, you don't want to give that up, and I just, we kind of pushed after that. You know, gives you that kind of feel good inside. Let's keep going here, boys. And that's what we did.
Who obviously, folks, you know, scored 8 goals, so it's well. The new line combination, how did they look to you? What are the big things that you
As coaches, you're trying to put guys in the best position to succeed for the benefit of the team. That's all we're doing. It worked out for us tonight. We've got a. There's only so much you can do in the preseason. I don't care what anybody said, the games aren't real. So you have to, you know, get your feel here when the game started. It's just been different for us because we haven't played a whole ton of games yet. But I liked a lot went on tonight, and so it was nice to see us get the goals.
How much difference maker was Vasilevsky in the second period?
Well, it was our penalty kill. Heady, you know, unfortunately, gets the 4 minute call. So you're spending basically 4 minutes in your zone. I thought they did a great job. Then we're taking another one soon after that. So, you know, very much like the night in Florida, there's a tough periods for you. And give Columbus credit. You know, they're down 3, they pushed to 3-2, and, you know, had a sizable advantage in shots. But again, we kind of are non shooting, reared its ugly head there for a short time in the second period, but I thought that, you know, the big one for us was Pointer's goal in the last minute or whatever it was. That was, we go to the room 3-2, that gave us kind of that lift to come out, and you just look at that swing, it's 3-2 in the minute left in the second, we score, they take a penalty, power play scores, and you know, that was basically a great game for us.
The team as a whole obviously scored a whole lot of games, but Kucherov and Hedman, Strzok was on the board with a goal, Stamkos was on the board with assists. To get those players feeling good about themselves, what's that mean for them?
Well, I think I said that earlier. That's if you're going to score, you want your big guys to do some of it, and that's what they're used to doing. So when they don't do it, you know, all of a sudden, you don't want lack of confidence or any of that stuff creeping in. But both those guys have done it now consistently, and so it's just a matter of time.
One name, Brandon.